Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Express Ranches invite you to their 2020 Spring Bull Sale, March 6, 11:30 a.m. at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma. To be offered, 509 Angus and 51 Hereford Bulls. These bulls have genomically enhanced EPDs, have been semen checked, and carry a first season breeding guarantee. To view a sale book, go to expressranches.com or call 405-350-0044 for more information. Attend in person or bid online at superiorlivestock.com. Express Ranches Spring Bull Sale, Friday, March 6th.
You can find ideas, answers, products, and more for your ranch, farm, and home at the Interstate Farm and Home Show in Coffeyville, Kansas. Coming Friday, March 6th from 1 till 7 p.m. and Saturday, March 7th from 8:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. at Nellis Hall on the campus of Coffeyville Community College. Indoor and outdoor, you can visit 130 exhibitors, win great prizes, including $500, and admission and parking is free. Join Ron Hayes and your friends at the Interstate Farm and Home Show, March 6th and 7th in Coffeyville, Kansas.
Well, today's futures market was quite eventful, with a lot of volatility in all of the ag markets and really the markets overall. We had feeder cattle all over the board. At one point, we were down the limit, down $4.50, the maximum you can move in one day. But we finished with the last trade in the March feeder cattle down $1.70 at $132.37. Today's low was $129.57 and the high was $134.47. So really right in the middle of the range there at the last trade. April feeders down 242 at 133.55. May's down $1.70. The live cattle were weakest in April, with April down $2.32 on their last trade at 110.02. They were down the maximum at one point today, down the limit. The April live cattle did go back through the September low, or testing the September lows. Back on September 9th, they went down to 109.38. Well, today's low was 109.35 for the April live. So we tested those lows, and that might have been what we needed to do to find support. And so at this point we have. And then lean hogs were down about 267 in May at 69.50. July's down 220 at 79.40. So again, across the board, extreme weakness, mainly due to the coronavirus and what fear of the potential that has.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
The Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program is a free service that provides mediation to agriculture producers who may need help with ag-related disputes. At Oklahoma Ag Mediation, we know how costly and stressful it can be to have to engage in litigation, leaving your future in the hands of someone else, and we want to help. We've been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987, so let our professional mediators help you. The services are available at no cost for Oklahoma farmers and ranchers in all 77 counties. For more information, you can go to ok.gov/mediation or just give us a call, 800-248-5465.
Now, the grain futures market was weak for corn and weaker on the wheats and stronger on soybeans. Corn finished down about 5.5 to 6.5, put March at 363.75 down 6.75. Chicago wheat was down 8 to 11 cents, put March at 529.25 down 11. In Kansas City, March down 10.25 at 442. So the wheats and corn again lower, but the soybeans on the other hand actually finished higher on the day, anywhere from 1 to 6 cents higher, with March the strongest month, up 6 at 887. Tomorrow is first notice day for the March grain, so people have been selling the front end if you're long and buying the further outs or rolling them out. So that's been the main activity today in the grain futures. Cotton today with December was extremely weak. Their last trade was down 275 at 6309. So extremely disappointing trade in cotton futures. Grain futures, much like the meats, mainly influenced today by the panic going around the markets due to the coronavirus. Currently, the Dow Jones futures are down about 600 points at 26,320. The S&P is down 63 at 3047. Crude oil is down $1.50 right now at 47.22. So generally weaker across the board.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.